And well, again,
I was thinking, I'm like, okay, where's the 24-hour notice?
Well, what can I say? You know, the deadline was on a Sunday, and I went to church this morning.
Yeah, there you go.
For some reason,
well,
I just did.
I try to send one out, like, you know, typically my sales will end at, you know, midnight Eastern, and I'll send one out the evening before.
Right.
But, I mean, you did a remarkable job. I tell you, looking at this third email, you had a lot of guts. Putting those, you know, the notes you got up top. The first one, David, I have one of your products and always look forward to getting your emails. You're an honest guy with quality information, but you need to know you're hitched to a bad point right now. It's not a good idea to say, gee, I don't know what this guy's in jail for. Now, that's that one's sort of a little edgy when someone's telling you, you know, that it's not a good idea. Something you're doing is not a good idea. But the second one, you know, I've asked to be removed from your list out of fairness. I thought you should know why. The man who's 12-month millionaire you endorse is clearly a sociopath and a con man. Your promotion of a man who makes such completely outrageous and unsupportable claims calls your own credibility into question. That was pretty darn edgy. And I mean,
I thought that was pretty strong. It was from a doctor, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I am all for, like I said, transparency, but I don't know if I would have had the guts to put this out, or, you know, to put those notes in there. So, I mean, but this is great because, you know, it's one thing to admit the fatal flaw that's really not a flaw whatsoever, but it's another thing to put out something this edgy. And to me, it's just showing you're open and that this is an event and this is a controversy and this is a discussion between you and the people on your list.
Yeah, you said it best in your presentation. This is an event,
yeah.
And it doesn't start and stop in one moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a story, and you're creating a whole story through this thing, and gosh, that was a vital piece of the story. So anyways, I didn't follow up with an ending email that says, you know, why? Well, I just got to be honest with you, because I've never sent three emails to my list in a matter of 4 days. I've never done that.
But when you create a story and you create an event, that gives you license to.
Yeah.
You know, because it sounds like you might have had some unsubscribes due to the, you know, we know of at least one, this guy did, and you
mm-hmm.
maybe had a few more,
mm-hmm.
but I'm willing to bet your list is stronger after this. Your relationship with them was stronger. You've been through something with them. And when you have this type of event, it's a soap opera, and people want to get the next part of the soap opera.
Yeah, that's what you said is very important. You said after this event, they're even more, you have an even stronger affinity with them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who would have thought that? But it was true. I've received emails since that refer, in joking, to the 12-month millionaire stuff. These guys remember it, and they remember it was an entertainment. You know, it's a piece of entertainment for them. And it has strengthened my relationship with my list for the people who stayed.
That's great.
So I did not send out that last email. I probably missed quite a few orders because I always remember people saying, and I think you mentioned it, that on the last day when you send the last email, that's when you get the majority of your orders.
It varies, really, by promotion, but my rule of thumb is the big rush is the first day, and then the last day you end up getting about 50% of what that first rush was. So roughly, I look for 50% on day one, then 25% between day one and the last day, and then 25% on the last day.
Well,
you know, roughly what I tend to look for.
Yeah, so if you have anybody listening to this, there's a lesson learned. Learn from my mistake. Be ballsy enough to send out that last email. It's funny because I see all the regular internet marketers doing it all the time, and I just don't even think twice about it. We're always more cautious about our own list than what we really believe our list can take. That is just the truth. So I didn't send out that last one, but the results were just astounding for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a million-dollar-a-day guy, and you know, to do that, you got to have a lot of friends and be able to ask people for favors. And I, frankly, I just hate asking people for favors because I just, you know, I'm an independent guy, and so I've lost out on a lot of money because I don't do that stuff. But anyways, I looked at this whole event and I thought, wow, this really did create a huge controversy. And I looked around me and I thought, man, there's so much controversy happening today in the business world, and those are the ones that are capturing the eyes and the ears of everybody. And the next morning, I go to work late, and my office is about 3 minutes from my house. And I don't go to work till about 9 o'clock. So sometimes I'll flip on the TV and listen to some of the news or the Today Show. And right there on the Today Show, there was a segment on the Dove Girls. For those of you who don't know what that they are, Dove, the hand soap, or the body soap, the company that produces that product, they got together a bunch of average-looking women of different skin tones, all the way from white, white, white to black, black, black. And there's about 6 girls. And they were, I wouldn't even say plus-size women, but they certainly weren't skinny models that we're used to. They were just regular-sized girls. And they were modeling in their underwear for Dove. And this thing was getting press like you just would not believe. And it was just a few billboards. I mean, it's not like it was on major television or anything. It was on a few billboards in Chicago, LA, and New York. And it was generating so much buzz and so much free publicity that it was just astounding. These guys were getting millions and millions of dollars in free publicity because of this advertising that they created. And they called them the Dove Girls. And it just reminded me, because it was so controversial, that's why it was getting so much airtime, and it just reminded me how powerful controversy is. So I created a special report. Or at least I told myself, I'll create a special report, and I'll call it The Power of Controversy. The Power of Controversy Marketing. And in their special report, I talked about the Dove Girls and this promotion that I had just done with the 12-month millionaire and what the results of it were, and that it was a lot of it was a result to the controversial story that was concocted and talked about. And I gave 5 ways to create controversy that would get you noticed. And actually, that's where you and I got to know each other, because I mentioned that much of what I had learned in my email rollout was from your presentation at Yonex's seminar. That special report, I only sent one message out, and it got downloaded. Within one day, there were 7,500 downloads.
Wow.
That was a lot, man.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot. That in itself just totally blew me away.
And that was in. How did you promote that? Did you just announce it to
your list? I just announced it to my list. You know, I just said, there was such a stink about this thing that I created a special report about the power of controversy, and here it is. You can download it. It got downloaded 7,500 times within 24 hours. My list is not like the big internet marketing list, the marketer's list. So that was just, it would just blow me away. And I got a bunch more orders from that.
Wow.
It was a special report about controversy marketing, and I told people how much I had sold and everything. You can download that special report. It's a free special report. If you go to marketingbestpractices.com and you click on articles, you'll see a special report there called The Power of Controversy Marketing, and you can download it yourself and see what's in there. And
in one other thing besides that PDF, there's a whole bunch of other good reports there too. So I encourage everyone to go check it out. Yeah. And you don't require an opt-in at all for that to download that PDF.
No, I don't.
Did it generate a lot of subscribers after you had 7,500 downloads?
You know what? I haven't even looked. I don't. I hate to say it, but I just don't look at stats as much as I should. You know, mm-hmm. John Reese would probably shoot me if you know, Mr. Testing himself, and I rarely test. That is my one internet marketing downfall. I should test a whole lot more.
But you've tested a lot of offline ads, you said.
Well, yeah, that because there's so much at risk. It's like you don't screw around in the offline because you'll go broke very quickly. In an internet marketing world, that's not necessarily true. Remember, were you at John's traffic secret seminar? He started it all out by having a cup in one hand, and he poured a bunch of quarters down into the cup, and half of them went in the cup, but half of them dropped onto the floor, and he says, "This is your business." Mm-hmm. And boy, was he describing me.
He's describing all of us.
Without
even himself.
You know,
he's the first one to admit.
Without testing, you're just throwing so much away. But in the offline world, you can't afford not to do that because you'll get your hiney wiped very quickly. Here in the online world, you know, who cares how many subscribers I got? I probably got some more, and I got a whole business I'm rolling out. I had to worry about that. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's my story about how this rollout took place. And, you know, I think the final stats, we've gone well over 70,000 on that promotion. And it was from a book that no one really knew anything about. It was a $300 product, so it was kind of pricey. I didn't do any joint ventures. It was just me and my list. I had never really offered something like that to my list before, so it was kind of virgin territory. But it just goes to show you the power of a delayed, thoughtful rollout like you teach, and you're teaching in your home study course.
So let me ask you, and congratulations on a fantastic promotion, and you know, obviously you've got great marketing skills, and you put this to. It was a unique promotion. You know, you might have used some of my principles, but you certainly put together a unique promotion, and it had fantastic results. Tell me about your returns. Did anyone take you up on your...
I've had probably about three returns that I know of. I've had a request for, I believe, three, and only one has actually sent his package in that I know of. Mm-hmm. So I'm expecting two more to come in.
So, from what I know of this niche, of, you know, sort of the make money niche, I mean, that's extraordinarily low. You know, if this was just a normal money back guarantee, you know, and you sold 200 and change, you know, I would have expected 20 returns or more, or 30 returns. So I think in my opinion, your return was not only a very powerful return policy that you offered, but I think it was strategically, it made a lot of sense.
Yeah, and the fact that he didn't provide a return, and then I did, I think psychologically that played into it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was looking at it, and I'm reading this, and what went through my head, and I think I'm like you. I've bought a ton of stuff. I constantly invest in my education. And I think I've only returned one product in my entire life. And it was just for some software that just didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, I'm reading this, and I'm like, boy, if I got that book and I hated it and I returned it, I would send it back to you and say, and I think I would have just said, just give me $150 back. You know, I don't want you to go in the hole for me.
So, yeah.
Powerful.
Well, it's important. Right now, I'm sending an email out to everybody who purchased it and asking for their follow-up questions. And I'm going to take their follow-up questions and record another interview with Vincent and give it to them. But, you know, if I was smarter, when you do something like that, you really got to have a stick program. And for those of you who don't know what a stick program is, that's doing something after someone buys to make sure that they don't refund it. And that could be anything from unadvertised bonuses to sending I love you cards to
asking for testimonials.
Yeah, asking for testimonials. Once someone has gone on record that they loved it, their chances of them returning it are very small. But if you're going to do something like that, you have to have a really good stick program. You should always have a good stick program anyways.
You're doing two things. First of all, you're asking for their interaction. You're getting them to consume it. If they're going to give you a question, they have to go look at it and consume it. And then you're getting their interaction. You're showing them that you care. And then you're promising to get their questions answered, that additional questions. So you're adding value. So it sounds like a very powerful technique.
Well, yeah, and John Reese employed that with his second rollout, and I'm sure that you probably inspired that. He went and got a bunch of testimonials from people who had purchased the program, which is exactly what I'm doing. And what I promised people in the letter that I sent to them when I sent out the 12-Month Millionaire is that if you give me a testimonial, I'll give you the transcripts of all the three hours of audio, and which doesn't cost me hardly anything for the transcripts to give to them. And once I get the testimonials, then I send out one additional email saying, see, these people who did buy it did like it. And so it adds even more proof to, especially in this promotion that was so controversial, it adds more proof. And then you can use those testimonials in many different ways. But if you go to any of my websites, I do something on my website that, Marlon Sanders started doing this when he rolled out his amazing formula. And frankly, I don't see a whole lot of people doing it, but I'm doing it. If you go to themarketingbible.com and you just scroll down just a little ways, it might even be in the fold of your monitor when you go there. There's a link that says unedited customer comments, and there's a little arrow pointing to it. Unedited customer comments. When you click on that link, you'll see over 20 pages of testimonials, which gives overwhelming evidence as to the quality of that product.
Mm-hmm.
That has increased my conversion rate dramatically. If you go to instantreferralsystems.com, you'll see the same link. The link will say unedited customer comments. Mm-hmm. And go in, you'll see about, 10 or 17 pages worth of testimonials. And the testimonial request is just an autoresponder, and it offers them an additional information product. And it works like clockwork, man. I'm telling you.
I'm at themarketingbible.com right now and looking. It's great. The way you presented it's great. And it is. It's overwhelming. I also like unedited customer reviews. They're not testimonials. They're reviews. I like that.
And I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to put like an Amazon review. So I'll put 5 stars there, or 4 stars, or 4.5 stars, because Amazon has taught us to review things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And movie reviews have taught us to see stars as reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to show a bunch of people giving 4- and 5-star reviews on that.
That's great.
But you get away from the word testimonial. Tried to do that there, but... Yeah, that's from Marlon. Marlon Sanders is a genius.
Yes.
So, that stuff works.
Well, I think that sort of wraps up the what I had to ask you about, talk to you about. Definitely want to thank you. This is very, very excellent conversation. And again, congratulations on doing so well with this. It's fantastic.
Well, thank you very much. And, Jeff, thanks for teaching... or at least helping John Reese with this, because it kind of let the world know that rollout strategies can be, you can get your product great, and you can get the copy on your website awesome, but you can double, triple, quadruple, quintuple your sales with a really good rollout strategy. You know, what would have happened if I had just sent one email out and mentioned that I was offering the 12-month millionaire manual at 12monthmillionairemanual.com with hyphens. Yeah, I would probably have got sales, but I probably would have got those 20 to 25 sales that I told Vince about.
Right.
But with a rollout strategy, like the strategy you're teaching, it just exceeded my wildest expectations. And you know what? The copy didn't change on my website. So all this talk about conversion and copy and conversion stuff had nothing to do with it. I mean, it was good copy, but it didn't change. And my product didn't change.
Yeah.
It was the rollout strategy that changed. It built it up into event and made a story out of it and caught people's attention. And that's, you know, that's what marketing is all about, catching people's attention and giving them a reason why.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you for doing that, because I took my wife to a very nice steak dinner that night, and she was very appreciative.
That's great. that's fantastic. I'd love to hear that.
Anyways, it was great talking to you, Jeff.
It was great talking to you.